negotiated cash fed cattle trade remained undeveloped through Wednesday afternoon. Fewer calves in the semi-annual cattle report could be partially due to weather-related reproductive issues. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 25th of July. There was little to no country trade for negotiated cash fed cattle through Wednesday afternoon, but early signs pointed to steady money or just either side of even. As an example, slaughter steers sold steady to a dollar higher at Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota. Slaughter heifers there sold steady to $2 higher. At the fat auction in Tama, Iowa, however, choice steers and heifers sold 75 cents to a dollar lower. For instance, 117.30 a hundredweight for choice 2 to 4 steers at an average of 1,339 pounds. There were only 378 head offered in the weekly fed cattle exchange auction and no takers. Cattle futures traded sideways until a bounce in feeder cattle. Except for 15 cents lower in spot August and unchanged in Feb, live cattle futures closed an average of a dime higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 34 cents higher. Corn futures closed mostly fractionally lower, while soybean futures closed mostly 4 to 5 cents higher. Wholesale beef values were steady to weak on light to moderate demand and offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 18 cents lower Wednesday afternoon at $213.60 a hundredweight. Select was 29 cents lower at $189.42. Calves and feeder cattle continued to trade mainly steady to higher at the weekly Wednesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers traded mostly steady at OKC West in El Reno, Oklahoma. Feeder heifers sold $3 to $5 higher, but a lower undertone was noted for calves a day earlier. There were 9,917 head on offer across both days. At Bassett Livestock Auction in Nebraska, steers and heifers traded unevenly steady. That was compared to 2 weeks earlier. Prices were strong. For instance, 296 steers at an average weight of 623 pounds averaged $176.91. There were 4,940 head on offer. Finally, steers weighing 900 to 9.5 sold mostly steady at Hub City Livestock in Aberdeen, South Dakota. Only 913 head on offer there. Major U.S. financial indices closed mixed Wednesday with mixed quarterly earnings reports. For instance, AT&T and UPS beat expectations, while Boeing and Caterpillar disappointed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 79 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 14 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 70 points. This year's estimated calf crop of 36.3 million head is 102,700 head fewer than the same period a year earlier, according to last week's semi-annual cattle report from USDA. That's with an estimated 26.5 million calves born in the first half of this year, which would be 100,000 head fewer than the same period last year. This, combined with steer slaughter below a year ago, fewer steers on feed, and elevated cow and heifer slaughter, indicates that the data is supporting a lot of anecdotal stories over the last couple of years about reproductive problems, says David Anderson, Extension Livestock Economist at Texas A&M University, in the most recent issue of In the Cattle Markets. He adds that this combination of data might also suggest that the calf crop, or maybe even the cow herd, was slightly overestimated the last couple of years. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 25th of July. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.